Steve, hello.
Ian, dear boy, how the devil are you?
Oh, I'm absolutely fine. I'm wonderful and dandy. And if you don't know who Steve Blacknell is, he is a wonderful presenter. He's done so many shows on BBC and Channel 4, if I'm not mistaken, and on some independent stations.
Way back in their 80s, Ian, yes.
Oh, yeah, he was the man. You saw him anywhere on telly. He was absolutely brilliant. I've got Stuart Pinky in the studio with me. Say hello, Stuart.
Hello, Stuart. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Stuart.
I'll do the jokes.
Hello, gang.
Hell, yes.
If you can hear seagulls, it's because I do live at the seaside. It's not an effect.
Yeah, he actually does. The only thing I will say that's weird about Steve is he doesn't like the summer. He is lavishing this weather, aren't you?
I get very depressed in the summer. I don't like it at all.
That's too hot, isn't it?
At the coast, yeah. It's very hot, very hot.
He's got his shorts on and he's rain bathing.
In fact, it was so hot here the other day, I saw a dog chasing a lamppost. It was so hot, Ian. But anyway, enough of humour.
Anyway, we've got bounds of humour. Now, you've got an event coming up in September, which I've noticed, and I think we ought to talk about it. You're putting on an evening with one of Britain's funniest comedy writers, Barry Cryer.
Barry Cryer, the great governor, yeah. Basically, as listeners, Ian's a member of my little network club in London called the Waffle Club, and very funny he is too. We love having him there. And basically, as an extension to that, we're starting off some promotions in London at a place called the Century Club, which is a lovely private club in Shaftesbury Avenue.
Oh, lovely.
And Barry Cryer, who is the king, the governor, his partner, Ronnie Golden, they do a double act, and I did with Barry last year, I think. Well, it's just the funniest evening of your life, and he's still just the greatest, the greatest. There's not many around, as you know, guys, and they're all popping off. Barry's very much alive, and he's so funny.
He's got such a great pedigree, hasn't he? I mean, he's worked with the greats. He's a pundit for any comedy show now that's on television. If they're doing a programme on Channel 5, Channel 4 about comedy, Barry Cryer's the man they go to.
He did, yeah. I remember once, he's just very old school. I remember him saying to me that he did Butlins once and the floorboards gave way as he came on. he said, but that was just a stage I was going through at the time. But he's full of, if you like the old corny stuff, him and they're always a hit of Edinburgh Festival, and Ronnie is a fantastic raconteur, but it's very, very funny. If you like gags about inflatable pushers and I think Ian, you'll be there on the night, I believe.
Hopefully, yeah, but Stuart and I are going to come along to that one. It seems quite a good night. I've noticed as well, Barry does a bit of radio. He was on the Count Arthur Strong show at one point.
Was he really?
Yeah, he actually played himself on the Count Arthur Strong radio show.
Which is one of a great, again, Arthur Strong, that's going back to the old days, isn't it? Just real silly stuff.
It is, and I'm going to see him 2 days after coming to see you.
Are you? I didn't know. Where's Arthur Strong then, in London?
Count Arthur Strong, well, I think he's coming to the Bloomsbury Theatre in London.
Oh, wow.
But I'm going to see him in Southend at the Palace Theatre.
Yeah, I've seen him down in Canterbury, and it was, again, brilliant. But the point of it is, as we know, not many left, not many comedians around. There's a guy up north called Johnny Casson, who is one of the all-time greats, the Blackpool guy.
I love Johnny.
But I mean, you know, there's not many left, so we have to celebrate them, really, you know.
You know, the last time I saw Johnny was at one of the Warner Holiday Hotels.
Yeah.
Hello, they're coming to pick you up.
Oh, they're on to you.
Sounded like they were coming to pick you up there, Steve.
Oh, what, me? Oh, no. Sorry, no, I'm outside. Yeah, no, that was the ice cream van going too fast.
Oh, they'll never sell ice creams at that speed.
At that speed, yeah. They are a dying breed, as we say. Johnny, again, a great gag man.
Yeah.
I was listening to Johnny. There's a thing called Johnny Casson in the Club that's online, And John says a line about Cherry Blair. I wouldn't say she's ugly, but her face looks like someone's been apple dunking in a chip pan.
And there's not a swear word involved in that. How good is that?
That's awesome. Absolutely right. No swear words, nothing about ladies' bits. You know what I mean? And they're the cheap laughs that I'm afraid get laughs and these days, but nothing beats the clean humour. You're right. Tommy Cooper never said a swear word in his life.
No, and neither has Tim Vine. Tim Vine follows in that vein, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Exactly. A great bloke, Tim Vine. So hopefully this is the start. We've got quite a few lined up after this. So good. I'm hoping. Can I give the email out, Ian, for any inquiries?
I'd love you to give out the date, the time, and the email and help him get tickets. Yes, that'd be lovely. Go
Bless
on.
You, sir. Thank you. Here's a plug befitting any plumber. So basically, it's Barry Cryer and Ronnie Golden in concert. In performance and in conversation with my good self. It's September 24th, which is a...
Tuesday,
7 o'clock. Tickets are £20. And if you're stupid enough to want to fork out £40, you can actually come and meet Barry and Ronnie and have a beer with them in the bar beforehand as a meet and greet.
That'd be good.
For all details, it's care of me. And the email address is TEEHEE, that's T-H-E-E, S-B, as in Steve Blacknell, so it's T-E-E-H-E-S-B at yahoo.com, and we've sold already a few, and it's going to be sold out, I think, in a couple of weeks. So
that'd be awesome. So I'm going to put this up on the Phoenix FM website, as a little... the chat that we do. I normally play back chats that I've had with people, and I'll put your email address up on that as well, so people can see that on phoenixfm.com.
Very kind. Thank you very much, and great to hear you on the air, where you belong in. Fantastic.
Thank you very much. That should get us into the meet and greet without paying an extra £20, shouldn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to see, but at least, I think, by the sound of it, yeah.
Oh, love you lots. Listen, have a great weekend, and no doubt I will speak to you over the next couple of weeks.
Very soon, Ian, and God bless you all. Have a great weekend.
Take care. God bless. Bye.
Thanks. Bye,
Across
guys.
Across Brentwood and Billericay, this is Phoenix FM.